I don't know if they like it.
I don't know more than they do or not.
Uh-huh. How about some different kinds of stinging insects?
We have them all, yeah.
Well, what different kinds are there, you think, of offhand?
The stinging?
Yeah.
They have bees and wasps and hornets.
All right. How does a hornet differ from a wasp?
They're bigger, is about all I know.
Okay. How about wasp-like insects?
And then there's a honeybee and an old bumblebee.
All right. How about the ones that don't sting?
It's a
wasp-like creature, but it doesn't sting.
Not many.
How about a dirt dauber?
Sting it.
Dirt daubers will?
They certainly will.
How do you pronounce that?
I'd call it a dirt dauber, but they have some other name for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
A wand bee?
A what?
A wand bee or a,
might
a
be.
Carpenter bee?
They call them a dirt dauber here. They build a little old clay net.
Yeah, but they do sting, huh?
Yeah, they better believe that.
Okay. All right. What do you call these things? They're not what related to bees or wasps. They're insects, though, that sting and leave a welt when they sting you, and they draw blood out of you.
Mosquitoes.
Right. And how about these things that hop around in the grass? Kind of an insect.
Oh. Red bugs.
No, this is something that's kind of a green thing that hops around in the grass.
You mean a grasshopper?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And how about small fish used for bait?
They call them minnows.
All right, this is something that a spider makes.
He makes a web.
All right, do you make a distinction between the ones indoors and outdoors?
No.
How about the parts of a tree that are underground?
No, that's the roots.
All right.
And by the way, half of that tree is underground, regardless of size.
Is that right?
Of any plant.
Any plant?
Half a corn stalks under the ground. Right. You walk it up and find out.
Okay. How about a tree that, this is a tree that they get syrup from?
A tree? Oh, that's sugar maple.
All right. And what about a number of these trees growing together in a...
They call it a clump, I guess.
Okay. What other kinds of trees grow around here?
My goodness, we have many varieties of oak. We have chestnuts. No, chestnuts are all dead. Walnuts. And many varieties of fruit trees.
What kinds of fruit trees, for example?
Oh, they don't raise many. They have pears and apples and peaches.
What did George Washington chop down?
They said he chopped down a cherry tree.
Okay. How about shumac or sumac? Is that at all common around here? Sumac or shumac?
Not many.
Bush or tree? All right. And how about a vine, like, that gives you a rash from?
Poison ivy.
All right. Does that differ from poison oak?
Different plant. Same effect.
All right. What's the difference between the two offhand?
I think the poison oak is more severe. The poison oak is something like a little bush.
Okay. And if you're talking about berries, you say children have to watch those berries because some of those berries are what? You're going to eat them and get...
Both berries are poison.
Okay. What other kind of edible berries are there?